Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. There was a charge on my credit card, $59.89. This is my, third call from you guys. And I got it canceled. I already talked to the fraud department.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be refunding my account 3 to 5 days. But my main question is, how did you guys get my credit card information?
I have to fill up an account, ma'am. I need to do that. I'll need your zip code.
68131.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name, ma'am?
It's Sherry. That's S-H-E-R-R-I. And then the last name is Turek. T-O-U-R-E-K.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Turek. I'm waiting for your account to pull all the way up. And how are you doing today, Ms. Turek?
Oh, you want my address?
Well, yeah, I need to verify. You know the routine, all right? You have called before.
411 North Street, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, I see where you did call in. And they canceled your account and refunded $59.89 back to your MasterCard ending 1076. The reason this came up is because there was a survey done to win a free KitchenAid mixer. And evidently, you had to enter the information for them to get it. There's a sweepstakes.
Was it true? But I didn't give it my card.
Is your information in? Did you do it on your phone and your information is on autofill or stored in your phone? Because a lot of times, when you do things that require certain fields and they ask for credit card information, if your credit card information is in your phone, it'll automatically fill it in.
See, my MasterCard's not automatically filled in.
Hmm. And it was, that money was returned to MasterCard ending 1076. I don't have any idea how they got your information, unless, other than you entered it.
Go out to the bank. I don't know, something's weird because, my second, because my first call, cancel number, but I forgot to ask how, when is my account? Wait a minute. And then she said, I can give you $29. It's like,
right.
And then so she transferred me to the fraud department. And then he said, okay, we'll refund your account.
Right. Which I see they did, and you should have it back in 3 to 5 business days. And did they advise you, Ms. Turek, that you're going to receive a refund confirmation email to stork66@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And you should have that. Did you check? A lot of times they go right through it into Gmail account, but it can't take up to 2 business days because they're computer generated. But ordinarily, when it's a Gmail account, they go straight through. I'm not sure how the information was gathered. Other than
that's
it was had
charged
to be
account, but that sure is weird.
Yeah, I would be concerned too. I know it happened to me before with the Google. I was on a Google app and they were offering some type of cartoon something, and I didn't hit submit or anything, and next thing I know, I was charged $74. They did refund my money when I called, to contest
how
it.
Did you get your card?
I didn't put it in there. It was my stuff was in my phone already for ordering other things like off of Amazon or Target. It just got the information. I didn't put it in there, so I know exactly what you're referring to. So
yeah.
I would just advise if you have, because I bet I took mine out.
I know my card is. No, I don't have it in there.
I don't know how to get it, ma'am. But I know it's been refunded back to you.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'll just, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Right.
The bank told me to wait to 3 to 5 days. Maybe I'll just wait 3 to 5 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you'll have the money back within 3 to 5 business days. So you should have it. Tomorrow would be the first. So you should have it by, Saturday isn't a business day. No longer than a week from today.
Week from today. Okay. All right. I think I'll just wait. But I don't know. I might have to go out to the bank and get another card because this is weird. I don't know how.
Well, if they'll issue you one on site, that's what I would do. That's exactly what I would do if I were you. I mean, they can give you one, but I won't interrupt any payments or pending charges that you know you have that the card is responsible for. If they would give you another one, I definitely would take that route.
Go out and get another. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, sometimes they make you wait like 7 to 10 days and stuff like that. But you can get another one just like right on the spot. I would if you have really, you know, genuine concerns about it. I wouldn't hesitate.
I better go out there. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, Ms. Turek. You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.